This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm a writer, so I pay a lot of attention to what happens in the publishing industry. And I have a podcast, so I pay a lot of attention to what happens in the podcasting industry. And my sister is a TV writer, so I pay a lot of attention to what happens in the TV industry. And there's an old funny teaching story that I think about often from the world of publishing that is relevant to all those areas and far beyond. Now, this story has always been told to me as if it were fact, as if it actually happened, but I suspect that it's actually apocryphal, but that doesn't really matter because the point is the same. The story goes that a big publisher decided to hire a fancy management consulting firm to come in and analyze their business and tell them how to make more money. So the firm comes in, they do a top-to-bottom study of the publisher's business. They investigate, they analyze, they interview, they write a big report. The senior people at the publishing house and the management consulting team sit down for a big meeting where the results of this study will be revealed. With a dramatic flourish, the management consultants announce, "The way for your publishing house to make more profits is to publish more bestsellers." The joke is that the publishing team said, "Yeah, sure. Good. So now tell us, how do we know what books will be bestsellers?" The management consultants didn't have an answer for that. Book industry people love to tell this old and probably apocryphal story because it illustrates the temptation and the folly of deciding that your plan for business success is to do only those ventures that will be highly successful. Because that's not an easy thing to do. This sounds obvious, but it's surprising to me how often I find myself telling this story to myself and to other people. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.